you that do desire to know what is become of the King of Scots, I unto you will truly show. After the fight of Northern Rats, 'twas I did convey his highness away, and from all dangers set him free. In women's attire, as reason did require, and the king himself did wait on me. He of me a service did crave, and oftentimes to me stood bare. In women's apparel he was most brave, and on his chin he had no hair. Wherever I came, my speeches did fame, so well my waiting man to free. The like was never known, I think, by any one, for the king himself did wait on me. My waiting man a jewel had, which I for want of money sold. Because my fortune was so bad, we turned our jewel into gold. A good shift indeed in time of our need, then glad was I and glad was he. Our cause it did advance until we came to France, and the king himself did wait on me. We walked through Westminster Hall, where law and justice doth take place. Our grief were great, our comfort small, we looked grim death all in the face. I looked round about and made no other doubt, but I and my man should take and be. The people little knew, as I may tell to you, that the king himself did wait on me. From thence we went to the fatal place where his father lost his life, and there my man did weep apace, and sorrow with him then was rife. I bid him peace, let sorrow cease, for fear that we should take and be. The gallants in Whitehall did little know at all that the king himself did wait on me. The king he was with my serving man, and thus the plot we did contrive. I went by the name of Mistress Anne, when took water at Queen Hive. A boat there we took, and London forsook, and now in France arrived are we. We got away by stealth, and the king is in good health, and he shall no longer wait on me. The king of Denmark's dead, they say, then Charles is like to rule the land. In France he will no longer stay, as I do rightly understand. That land is his due, if they be but true, and be with them do well agree. I heard a bird sing, if he be once their king, my man will then my master be. Now heaven grant them better success with their young king than England had. Free from war and from distress, their fortune may not be so bad. Since the case thus stands, let neighbouring lands lay down their arms and at quiet be. But as for my part, I am glad with all my heart that my man must now my master be. And thus I have declared to you by what means we escaped away. Now we bid our cares adieu, though the king did lose the day. To him I was true, and that he well knew, 'tis God that must his comfort be. Else all our policy had been but foolery, for the king no longer waits on me.